Starting Bezos Hashem, Bavmitzia Daf Memhei, and we're going to pick up. We started on yesterday's Daf, the Perek of Hazav, and we discussed the idea that Zav versus Kesef, we're going to view Zav as our Mishnah holds that the Zav is considered the Peres, and the Kesef is considered the money, which means that in a transaction of a sale, when the person acquiring the Zav makes a kinyan on the Zav, it will be Mechayev, the Kesef, the coins, which is the Kesef, the money, the Tibba is the money. Now, we brought in a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni that discussed about being Mechalel money. And we had a Machlekes HaMarayim on that, meaning the Machlekes Beishamai Beisola was, can you turn silver coins of Maaser Sheni into gold coins? Beishamai says that you may not, and Beisola says you can, okay? Lo Yaseh. Now, Beishamai says you may not. Silver is considered coins. Gold is considered peiros. And Maaser Sheni can go from peiros to coins, but not from coins to peiros. Beis Hillel holds the other way. And therefore, he says that you can, meaning that the silver is considered the peira, and the gold is considered the coin. And therefore, you can trade silver coins up for gold when you're going up to Yerushalayim. You want to bring gold coins, right? It's less to carry up than silver coins. Now, there was a machlekes amarayim. How far does this machlekes extend? One mandamer says this machlekes is limited to coins, but peiros of Maaser Sheni, you can definitely be machal onto gold coins. And the other mandamer says, according to everybody, the other mandamer says that no, it's the same exact machlekes, meaning according to Beis Shammai, that gold is considered pira. So in that situation, we're going to have to say that you cannot even transfer the peiros of Maaser Sheni onto gold because it's peiros to peiros, and the Torah says that you have to transfer to mechalel peiros onto peiros onto coins. Now, we're going to pick up testayim. So we had machlekes amarayim. We just didn't know who. We didn't assign it. It was chad amar, okay, which is chad amar. It was Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So testayim, second line to the bottom, mem dalam beis, testayim to Rav Yochanan udamar ein mechalin, that Rav Yochanan must be the one who holds that you can't be mechal, meaning that he holds that gold is peiros, and therefore you cannot be mechalel peiros onto peiros. Why? Damar Rav Yochanan, asur lelava is dinner b'dinner, because you're not allowed to lend a dinner to get paid back a dinner. Lava is dinner b'dinner, why? Dinner demai. What dinner are we talking about? Again, so if the dinner we're talking about is money, coins, so of course you can borrow a coin. I could borrow $100 and pay you back $100. I can borrow a dollar coin and pay you back a dollar coin. We don't care what the commodity price is, okay? But which dinner are we talking about? But he's saying it's usser. So if it's usser, that means you can't borrow a dinner because that's going to have a status of a commodity, of pira, and not a coin. Now, dinar demai, ilay medinar shel kesef, if we're talking about silver coins, bedinar shel kesef legabe nafshei, mikla madamar laf tiva hava, everybody holds that silver is definitely considered a coin. There is no machlekes that you can borrow a silver coin and pay back a silver coin. Okay, elab shita must be, if we're saying that it's usser, right, there's a dinner of kesef and a dinner of zav, the dinner that Rabbi Yechanan said, you may not borrow and pay back based on a dinner, that must be shel zav. Dinner shows up, but dinner shows up. Uleman. Who's he going like? Ila Beis Hillel. Okay, now again, if he's going like Beis Hillel, ha'amri tiva hava. Okay, so hold on one second. Beis Hillel holds that gold is, okay, that Beis Hillel holds that gold is the coin, right? When up against silver, gold is a coin. Gold is a coin. El olav le Beis Shammai. So Rav Yochanan must be understanding it like Beis Shammai. And Tosfos says lo she yizbar kamaisai elu bayu kamar. Rav Yochanan then now wasn't really saying his din on his own, because then it would be Rav Yochanan is going like Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel. No, that he was going in shitis Beis Shammai. Okay, that's one of the answers Tosfos gives. Uvishma mina, but the point is Rav Yochanan udamar ein mechalin. Okay, so we see that Rav Yochanan again when figuring out what the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was, if Rav Yochanan understood because of the fact that we have a ruling of a dinner of Rav Yochanan treating gold like peiros, why? Not coins, because you can't borrow a gold dinner and pay back a gold dinner. So it must be that who's the man number that treats the gold like peiros, really like peiros, not like a coin at all, even compared to peiros. In other words, it's really considered peiros. so much so that you can't lend on it, it must be that that's Rav Yochanan. So again, we're trying to figure out who is the man that I held, the machlekes Beishamay, Beisil, and Meiser Sheni applied even to Michal Paris Meiser Sheni onto gold coins, and that must be Rav Yochanan. Now, the Gemara says, no. Lo'olam, emalach Rav Yochanan, huda amar, mechalin. Rav Yochanan can hold that you can be Michal, even according to Beishamay, Peiris Meiser Sheni onto gold coins. Vishani Halva, loan is a different category. Kibin Delinian Mekachu Memkar Shavu Rabbanon Kipira. Since in a transaction, gold and silver, the Rabbanon consider it Peiri, Damrinon Iu Nihu De Oikir Vizil. Right? Why? Because the pricing of gold fluctuates. Lagabe halva nami pirahava. So for Mekach Memkar and Halva, we're going to consider it since it has a fluctuating value. We're going to consider it pira. Okay, however, when it comes to, is it a coin? L'maisa, it's a coin. Meiser Sheni, that'll work, right? Because all you need is money. It is money, just not, we don't use it as money for a loan, like Mekach HaMemkar, because it has a fluctuating value. We're sensitive towards ribis, and therefore sabasa, and therefore we say, don't use it for a loan, but it is a coin, and therefore you can be machal your peiros Meiser Sheni onto it. Hachanami Mestabra, taka, that we're going to treat gold as a coin, when it comes to Meiser Sheni, Dechiyasa Rav and Rav Yechanan, Alpha Bisha Amru Aser Lilava is dinner by dinner. Even though you're not allowed to lend dinner by dinner, Abba Mechalin Meiser Sheni Alav Shmamino. So we see again, we have a Machlekes Amarim. Where do we apply the Machlekes Bishamay Beis Hillel? Rav Yechanan had to be, in fact, the other Manda Amar who actually holds that you can, because he's we have Vishem Rav Yechanan, Rav and Amar Rav Yechanan, at least a version of Rav Yechanan who says that you definitely can be Machal. You can be Machal Peiros, okay, Meiser Sheni on two gold coins. Okay? Now, Tashima. So we're trying to bring a raya. Where is the machlekes Beisham and Beis Hillel? Hapirate sell mimois meiser sheni. So if a person exchanged, right? Pirate sella mimois meiser sheni. So what he's doing is he's exchanging it into mimois meiser sheni. So he is pirate, he's exchanging for a sella. So he has a bunch of copper and he's turning it into silver. Bishami aimim. Be kol hasella mois. Okay? That you can change the full amount. Okay? So let's say you're taking your, let's say you're taking your copper coins and you're trading them up for silver. So bechol hasella mois. Besolo aimim beshekel kesef beshekel mois. Okay, that you don't actually want to turn it all into one currency. Meaning Rashi says, Beshame Amrim Bechol Asela Mois Imbal Lefertan Yifrit Kulan V'yitein Mois Beshvil Kol Asela. Okay, so then you're going to give, when I come to trade it up for silver, so I'm going to Yerushalayim, I have a bunch of copper coins, and they're Meiser Sheni, so I could trade it all up for silver. Beis Hillel says that no, keep some Beshekel Kesef, Beshekel Mois. Okay, keep some in Kesef, and half in Mois, right? Keep lower denominations. For instance, the equivalent of when you get to the airport, when you arrive, you want to have money for a soda, right? So keep some smaller. Why? Because if you only have larger ones, then what's going to happen? Then you're going to get gouged on the exchange fees, okay? Now, Lebe Shammai, Shekel Kesef B'Shekel Mois. Hashta Lebe Shammai Legabi Priti Michalalinon. In order to get nechoshes coins, you had to, right? So again, what are we saying? Because you're going to have to trade down back for nechoshes when you get to Yerushalayim, right? So let's just understand the progression here. I'm Michal my Peiros onto coins. I take those coins, I trade them up for silver, right? Bigger coins. To go to Yerushalayim, B'Shammai says I can trade them all in, take the highest denomination coin. Then when I get to Yerushalayim, I can exchange them down again. Okay, so I can exchange my silver into copper, which would be, let's just say, the nechoshes prutis that I would actually use for spending money. Okay, so hashta lebei shamai legabe priti mechalin, and if I can turn my silver coins into prutis, call them copper coins, so then legabe dehava mebaya, so, right, it must be that I should be able to turn them in to gold coins. Okay, so again, Rashi says the gabi dehavim mibay demachalin on peiros, but tiyufta the mamar afe peiros al dinar machlekes. So again, if I can turn my coins, I can be machal my peiros onto something that's a lower denomination. So I for sure should be able to be machal it onto something that's a higher denomination.
And I can anyway.
We see because when you get to Yerushalayim, you could turn it into that. Okay, now. Just to be clear, Tosis, we explained in Beis Hillel why you shouldn't exchange all your money. The point is that in Beis Shammai you could exchange your money too. Okay? Now it's not just Beis Hillel. Now, Beis Hillel we explained why you shouldn't exchange all your money. In Beis Shammai we didn't explain why. We said you may exchange all your money. So the question is, why in Beis Shammai do you exchange all your money? Why isn't it said like Beis Hillel? So Tosfos says, one of the answers that, and this is just we understand, that we want to okay, because every time you're going to switch, every time you switch the coins, there's commission, there's money changing fees. And therefore, figure out a way to switch less. That's what we're saying. Okay? So now, so we seem to have a kasha here that again, if I can, even according to Beis Shammai, I can trade my Mois Meiser Sheni. Okay, onto Prutais. So for sure, my Paris Meiser Sheni, I should be able to exchange in for gold. Right? And it's Akasha. So the Gemara says, Shani Priti. Then no, but Asa de Sagin Harifi. Because if it's about Harifos, the reason why you're allowed to is it's more considered more of a coin in that regard because it is more Harif. Lishna Achrina. Okay, so that was one way. Again, we had a machlokes. We have no raya one way or another. We have a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We have a machlokes Amarayim. We don't know which Amira holds what. Lishna Achrina. So the second lashon is Amri la Rav Yechanan Reish Lakish Chanam or machlokes Bislain al Dinarin. De Beis Shammai Savri Hakesef Kesef Rishay. Okay, so the second one is again. I have a machlokes. That's clear in the Mishnah Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The question isn't how far the machlokes extends in regards to can I be machalal my Paris Meiser Sheni onto gold coins, but rather it's a question of can I do a second chilul? Rav Yochanan Rav Shakush, Chad Amar machlokes b'slayin al dinarin, the Beis Shammai Savri hakesef kesef rishayin. That's the problem, that you can exchange your Paris Meiser Sheni onto coins only once. V'loy kesef sheni, uveis hil savri kesef kesef rishon va'afilu kesef sheni. That's the machlekes. Avol peris al dinarin. There's no problem. In other words, we don't care. We're not particular about which coin. The whole issue of the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is, can you exchange more than once? Meaning, can you go peris to coins and then coins to coins? Or are you limited to peris to coins and that's it? Okay, so avol peris al dinarin divrei akol mechalina dakati kesef rishon hu. Why? Because it's still kesef rishon, and we don't have a problem with that. V'chad amar af peris al dinarin nami machlokes. That the machlokes is the way we explained it before. That it's not a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is not about peris rishon peris kesef rishon kesef sheni. Okay, it's the machlokes the way we explained it before in standard Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Okay, well, the man slain al dinar machlekes. So the question is like this: if you want to tell me that the machlekes is slain al dinarin, that's admitful gibi slain al dinarin, lifel gibi slain al slain. So why don't we argue slain al slain? Right. So the Gemara says, why don't we make that the machlekes? If we be slain al slain, I mean, how do you mean be slain al slain? Abba be slain al dinarin. Maydulu beishamay beishol will agree to beishamay. Did the hava legabe kaspa pirahava b'lo mechalin kamash melon. Okay, fine. So now, we're learning the machlekes according. We have a machlekes Amarayim again, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish in the second lashon of how to understand the machlekes Beis Shammai. Is the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel when we say Beis Shammai says you may not switch silver Meiser Sheni coins in for gold, and Beis Hillel says you can. Is that a strictly an issue of Kesef Rishon versus Kesef Sheni? Meaning the Torah says you trade your Meiser Sheni Paris in for coins. But that's it, only for coins once. You can't turn it into Kesef Sheni. Or is the Machlekes actually, like we said, the understanding of the Machlekes is whether or not gold and versus silver, is gold considered Paris or is gold considered a coin? Okay, so Tashima, so let's see. HaPayrit Sela Shal Meiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. So in this case, you're in Yerushalayim, you're back in Yerushalayim, now you're Payrit the Sela. So you brought a Sela up, and you turn it into pirate copper coins in Yerushalayim. Beis Shammai Aymer Bechol HaSela Mois. So Beis Shammai says again, talking about what you should do when you change in money. So change it all at once, like we said. Beis Shammai holds you don't want to do multiple changings. Change it all at once. Turn it Bechol HaSela Mois. Turn it into lower coins. Beis Hillel Aymer Bishekel Kesef Bishekel Mois. Okay, don't turn it all in at once. Okay, because what's the problem? Maybe maybe you won't need to use all your prutais. Like we said, prutais is nechoshes. They are subject to ifush, right? They get misafshais, Rashi says. They get moldy, they can get ruined. And therefore, if you change them all at once, now you're stuck, right? It's like the equivalent, you go to Eretz Yisrael, you come with dollars, you go to the money changer, you change it all for shkalim, and you're ready to leave, and now you have too much shkalim left. What do you do? Right? So you're going to leave it there till the next time. Well, if they're nechoshes, prutais, then it will get moldy, okay? And therefore, we don't want you to do that. So therefore, only trade in what you need when you need it. Again, the cost, the flip side of that, according, is that you're going to incur higher change fees because you're going to have to pay a change fee every single time, right? Okay, good. So that is the machlokes. We still remember shekel kesef, shekel mais. Hashda kaspa, but the point is like this. Everybody holds that what? You could trade in your money for money. So how could you possibly say the machlokes beishamei beisol is, can you trade your maiser sheni money for money? That's a machlokes. What do you mean? Hashda kaspa legabi priti mechalin linon. If I can trade my silver coins in for copper coins, veloy armin and kesef kesef rishon veloy kesef sheni, that you could only trade, you could only be machal your payers maiser sheni into coins. How could you possibly say that? If gold, if you can trade your silver in for copper, you should for sure be able to trade your silver in for gold. So Amarava, no kasha. Yushalayim kamoisvas, shani Yushalayim. You know why you could trade your coins in Yushalayim? Your silver that you brought up with you, so that you didn't have to carry a bunch of copper, nechashis, prutais. That why? Because the pasuk says because in Yerushalayim you're spending the money. In order to spend the money, you turn them into prutas. Kol, you can even turn them into comes to be the rabbi's prutas. And Taisa says kol, right? You have to. We've had this before. Pre, we could do like karka. So how could you say it includes money, right? That we don't really come to exclude coins, we're coming to exclude Mayim Melach, but not prutais, okay? Because prutais can be used tangentially, right? Again, it's not food itself, but it can be used to buy bakar. Fine. Now, so therefore, don't freknish from Yerushalayim. The fact that you can turn your money in Yerushalayim back into prutais doesn't mean that everybody has to hold, because Beis Shammai holds you can do that as well. It doesn't mean that everybody has to hold that you can turn mice, kesef sheni. So now, Tashima, hapirit selling mice sheni. So this goes back. Now, this is not in Yerushalayim. This is where you're trading up. Hapirit selam in mice sheni. Beis Shammai oimim b'chola selam mois. Ubeis hilo oimim b'shekel kesef b'shekel mois. This is not Yerushalayim. This is when you're just trading. Yet we see the question is how much can you trade, right? Can you do multiple trades? Trade-ins and incur multiple commissions. That's the machlekes. But, or do we, would we prefer to keep availability in different denominations? But everybody's holding, you could trade the money in for money. So that can't be the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, because even Beis Shammai says you could trade money for money. And this is not in Yerushalayim, right? It doesn't say Yerushalayim here. So, Ela dekuliyama, hakesu kesef rishon, hakesu kesef riba, that it must be that when the pasuk says, venasata hakesef, okay, that when you turn your Meister Shani produce into Kesef, it could be even money again. You could trade money for money. Bafilu Kesef Shani. Ella. Okay, so what would now the Machlaikis, again, so that means that the whole Machlaikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel must be only about what? We had a Machlaikis Rechon and Meshlakish about what the Machlaikis is, but now we knocked one of these Shitas off the board, so you'd have to say the whole thing would be Kesef versus Zav, what's considered Paris, what's considered money. Eli Mar, the Rav Yechanan, the Rav Shem Melakish, Hachi and Mar Chara, Mar Machlekes Pislain al Dinarin, the Beshame Savri, Gazrinan. What's the problem? It's a Gzeira Gazrinan, Shema Yisha Ali Yosef. So this is going to be alternate version of what the Machlekes is. So we'll call this the third version of what the Machlekes, a way of a Machlekes Amarayim, on how to understand the Machlekes Beisham and Beisil. So that what? What's the Machlekes? Rav Shimon ben Shakur Sovi, Ibar Chanam, or Machlekes Bislain al Dinarin, the Beisham I Savar Gazrin on the problem with trading silver in for gold, is Shema Yisha Ali Yosef. You might not bring up all your money, right? Because, again, if you're only willing, if we allow you to trade silver into gold, which means I'm only bringing up gold coins, what happens if you have some silver coins left? You're going to leave them behind and wait for the next year until you have enough to turn into a gold coin. And we don't want you to be masha masraisav. The zimnin dele mali zuzi bidinra. Maybe you don't have enough silver coins or zuzim to fill a gold coin. And vele masik, okay, and you're not going to bring it up. It is not, we're not geyser this. No, just because you prefer to trade up to gold and bring it up in gold doesn't mean you won't bring up something other than gold and we're not going to be geyser. But if it's peiris versus dinarin, divrei akol mechalin, why? Tekivan dimirakvi loy mashi lahu. So that's one way of understanding the machlekes, meaning that even Beis Shammai, who's concerned, what's the concern of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Again, we're trying to figure out what's the underlying machlekes, what's the reason for the machlekes of the Mishnah and Maaser Sheni that we started back on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, okay, is the concern. Now we're saying in the third version, the concern is that you might be mashe. Now money you might leave behind, but peiros, they rot, you're not going to leave behind. The Chad Amar, so that's one way of explaining the machlekes. Chad Amar, it's about peiros, right? Will you, money you will leave behind, are we geyser? Peiros, everyone's going to agree we're not going to be geyser. V'chad amar, that no, afilu peiros al dinar, nami machlekes. The way we explained it, that it is a machlekes, again, is gold considered enough of a coin? And that's the machlekes. So it's a question of how do we understand what the machlekes, underlying reason for the machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Now, Bishlama, the Gemara says like this. So we essentially are left with two lishaynas. We're the one in the middle of trying to learn as Kesa Kesa Rishon and Kesa Sheni. That one fell away. Okay, so we have our first lashon, which is, it's all about, the machlekes is only about just how far do we take this kesef versus zahav, that zahav, according to Beis Hillel, is a peri. Do we say it's limited to when trading in for silver? Then we'll say zahav is peri, that's Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel doesn't, says it's fine. But when it comes to trading in the peris themselves, we'll consider the gold a coin. Okay, that's the first way. Or do we say that no, it goes all the way? And according to Beis Shammai, you wouldn't even be able to trade. So that's two ways of explaining the machlekes, the machlekes amarim. That's in the first lashon. Or in this lashon, we have machlekes amarim. Is the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about, are we concerned that you might leave behind, and that's why it's only concerned by money? Or is the concern actually because gold is considered peiros? Okay, and therefore, you may not. Because dinarin, gold, is considered. So two ways of understanding what the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is. Two ways of understanding the machlekes amarayim and what the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is. Now, bishlama lahach lishna. Now, what's the difference between the first lashon and the second lashon? The final lashon, right? The third, because again, what we're going to call the right, the third, but it was schlugged up. The second way of understanding the machlekes amarayim and what the machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is. So according to this lashon that we say midaraisa mishra shari, that the whole problem is a gezeira shem yisha v'rabbanon hu degazru bei hainu dekatani yase. Remember, I said pay attention to those words yase, right? Beis Shammai says don't do it lo yase, right? Which sounds like it would work, right? It sounds like it would work. The machlekes is don't do it. Okay, if you hold it's structural, midaraisa, according to Beis Shammai, gold is not considered a coin, and therefore you can mechal your peiros. If that's what you're saying, mechalina, v'loy mechalina b'bayale, it should have said mechalina, not mechalinon. Okay, so since this is a word issue, we're going to answer it with a kasha, so it's not a tiyufta, kasha, you're right. Layasa does sound a little bit more like the machlekes has to do like this final lashon of understanding of the machlekes has to do with whether or not we're geyser shem or yisha, okay? But we will move on from here, okay? So again, if we wanted to just get into the sugya of gold versus silver, since our mission started with it, that's what we got to. But let's discuss now, let's move on. Let's discuss, we know that when buying and selling gold versus gold and silver, so our Mishnah holds, we'll go with our Stam Mishnah, like we said, that's the way the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that gold is considered the peira, and silver is considered the money. If it's a buying and selling, so then once the lekeach, the buyer, does a kinyan meshicha on the gold, he's mechayiv to pay the kesef. That's the way we explained it. Now, itmar, we're going to machlekes amarayim. What happens if you did chalipin? Itmar, rabba levi chad amar matbea nasa chalipin, v'chad amar ein matbea nasa chalipin. Okay? So, the question is, can a coin be used as chalipin? Now, Tosfos says, hold on 1 second. Coin used as chalipin, chalipin has to be a kli. Now, there's a lot that we're going to learn over the following days in regards to chalipin. So the pasuk is a pasuk in Rus, right? It talks about the transaction between the goyel and Bayaz. And it talks about Shalaf Ish Nalai. We'll go through the Pesukim on that. Okay, we'll go through the Pesukim on that. And the idea is that you can use a Keli for Chalipin to acquire. Now, it's different, like we explained in Memkar Chul Memkar. For instance, like we said, Metaltolin, Kleinim Metaltolin, that if you're dealing with two Kalim, then if we view it as Kalim, then a Kinyon on one, Mashiach on one Kli, will automatically be Makna the other Kli to the other side. Right? Different than we said of Kesef versus Peiros, where a Mashiach on the Peiros will be Machai of the money, but it isn't Makna no Mais over to the other person, it just completes the sale. So the question is, I understand that I cannot affect the transaction by giving the money, meaning we can't say it doesn't go back. Chalipin works that the transaction is done. Once one party does Mashiach, either party does Mashiach, the whole thing happens. Now, the difference is we said that when you're dealing with Peiros and money, and it's Lekeach, that it's only the Mashiach on the Peiros that completes the transaction, it's Bechai of the money. But, meaning you can't go back. But if, let's say, the Meicher got the money first, then, according to at least the Rabbanon, the Lekeach can go back on the transaction. It's not considered completed. Question is, what happens if I did it b'toras chalipin? Can I use money as chalipin? Taisa says, hold on one second. Chalipin needs to be a kli. So Taisa says, guess what? It is, in a way, matbea mikri shapir kli, even though it's not what we standard call a kli, but it has a concept of hishtamsha. So it could be used. Sheroy lishkol bo mishkailas. You could use it for weights. V'oy deroy lit loisa b'tzavar b'toy. Okay? So again, it would be a kli. And that is the Havamina of how I can use it for Chalipin, right? So, but again, it's a machleik, it's a marayim, itmar, rabba levi, chadamar mapeh nasa Chalipin, v'chadamar e mapeh nasa Chalipin. Amar Rav Papa, my time at the Madamar e mapeh nasa Chalipin. Okay, so I understand, it's pretty simple, if mapeh could be Chalipin, just like a mapeh is a kli. So again, if you hand over the money, b'tayres Chalipin, right, so this is about semantics. If you hand over the money, b'tayres money, then it wouldn't complete the transaction. If you hold them, mabeh nasa chalipin. If I hand over the money, b'tayres chalipin, so then it would affect the sale, and there you can't go back on it. Now, what's the reason why the ma'anamar who says, mabeh nasa chalipin, mishum didaita atzurasa, because the das of the person is on the coin, it's on the face of the coin, okay, it's on the picture, b'tzurasa abida debatala. Okay, and coins go out of favor, right? The king can say, right, if there's a new king comes in or he decides he doesn't like the way his face looks on that one, so he can devalue the coin. Okay, and since your das is on the tzura, now Rashi, here you have a machlokes rishonim, exactly what the pshat is. So the idea is that my das is on the coin. The coin has a face, it's subject to the face, and since the face can subject to be changed, okay, and therefore it can, essentially the coin can fall out of favor, so therefore, Hilkach Havalei Kedavar She'enim Mesuyim, says Rashi. It's not Mesuyim, okay? And we're going to see that there is a Machlekes, Rav Sheshes, Rav Nachman, what could be used for Chalipin. Because the Pasuk in Rus that we said, the Pasuk in Rus, which tells us the idea of Chalipin, says Shalaf Ish Naloi, okay? That you use a shoe. Now, a shoe sounds like it has to be Dafka, okay, a Kli. There has to be dafka a kli, that is dafka a kli. You could use for chalipin, okay. But the other mandamer says that no, you don't actually need a kli. You could even use something as long as it's what's called mesuyim. Dahainu, I could use a remain, but I can't use a half-eaten remain. It's not a davar mesuyim. It's not complete. So Rashi says the problem with using a coin as chalipin is since the tzura is avida debatla, will become batal. Therefore, it's not considered a davar mesuyam. It's not a complete item. And in order to use it for chalipin, it has to be davar mesuyam. Other Rishonim argue, and they say that the problem is, when we say daita atzurasa, what we refer to is, how do we view the value of a coin? Okay? That a coin represents a value. Other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Mukhi Yosef, they hold that a coin represents a value, like a shtar, right? When I'm planning on, I'm going to give you the coin, it's like I'm giving you a shtar that represents a value. Now, the problem is that you can't do chalipin with shtaris. Why? Because the din by chalipin is it has to have intrinsic value, not representative value. Okay? So the problem with a coin is it has representative value, like a shtar, and that's the issue. That's how other Rishonim learned it. That's what it means to Rasa Abidu Dababa. Tanan. Okay, well, let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah to this idea. Again, I understand that giving money won't
be mechayev, won't complete the sale, won't be mechayev the meicher to hand over the peiros, okay? But what happens if I do a pateras chalipin, where we said chalipin would be makne, it would work both ways, can I use money as chalipin? And we have a machlekes on merayim. Tanan, azov koinesa kesef, my lab the chalipin, it says, zov is koine kesef. Mishma minam adbe anasa chalipin. So the Gemara says, loy bedamim. No, it's not chalipin. Our Mishnah is damim, the way we explained it, the way we understood it. So the Gemara says, hold on one second. Yachi, azov koinesa kesef. It should have said mechayev. Zov is mechayev the kesef mi bayale. Right? So the Gemara says, tani, hazov mechayev. By the way, I am telling you that Zav is not koina the kesef. It doesn't, like we explained when we explained the Mishnah at the very beginning, it doesn't make the kesef belong to the other person. It's mechayev the lekeach to pay kesef. So a kinyan meshicha on the Zav is mechayev the lekeach to pay kesef. Hachanami mistabra that ataka means mechayev. Now, by the way, what's the havamina, right? The havamina, as Tosfos explains that, because we use a lashon of koina. So in the beginning, we could have learned the resha of saying like this, that we could have learned the seifa. Well, let me do the hakanam mistabra. That it must be that what we're talking about here is that it's mechayev, not really koinim. The tani seifa kesef in a koinis azov. That kesef is not koinis azov. Now, if you want to tell me it's money, so that I understand hainu darbin on dahava peira the kaspativa. So I understand why it doesn't work. Okay, because the gold is the peiros and the kesef is the tiva, but tiva peira like honey, and money cannot complete the sale by giving over money on peiros. Eliam, but chalipin. But if you want to tell me that what we're talking about here is chalipin, tarvayu l'knila dadi. Okay, that they should both work. So then, this is what I wanted to mention. Tesh is basically saying like this: that the Reisha uses a lashon of likness, right? So why, if it's machayev, why does the lashon use a lashon? Why does the Torah use a lashon of liknais, if it really means mechayev? So he says that it's af bechalip, right? It's af bechalipin. My love, af bechalipin. The kasha, Gemara's kasha is really doesn't also. Meaning, of course, zav is kind of the kesef, bechol inyin, bein bechalipin, bein bedamim. And therefore, we're going to use a lashon, a kesef, in a kind of zav, bedamim. Right? That's the way we're going to learn a kesef, and it's only on the damim when in a monetary transaction. But maybe in chalipin, it does work. Okay. So now, Ba'itanya, ha kesef ain't a koina zahav. Number two, kesef is not going to be koina zahav. Okay, and by the way, just to go back. And that means that the Gemara's answer is that no. When the Reisha says koina, it also only means damim. The Havamina was that the koina would tell me both. It tells me chalipin and damim. Okay, and the Seifa then uses the lashon of koina to tell me that it doesn't work. But it's only talking about damim. The answer is that no, koine really is a lashon of damim. Va'itanya, how do we see that our Mishnah must be talking about a case, it must be talking about damim, and koine really means mechayiv. Ha-kesef ain't a koine is ha-zav. Kesef is not going to be koine zav. Ketzad, machar loy esher v'chamisha dinner shal zav, b'dinner shal kesef, I sold 25 dinner kesef for a dinner zav, right? Which is the exchange rate. Afal pisha mashach hasa kesef, even though you did mishich on the kesef, loy kana adjeyim shayach hasa zav. Now, iyamr b'shem adamim b'damim. So again, this is if we're saying that this b'raisa is referring to damim mishem hachi loy kani, that's why it doesn't work. Eliyamr b'chaliben nikni. So mash should work. Elamai. So the Gemara says, hold on one second, you're telling me this is damim. Iyachi ema reisha. The reisha says, azav kainas ha kesef. The transaction the other way around, zav kind of kesef kates and machal loy zav dinner shall zav be'asher b'chamisha dinner shall kesef kiven shem mashach hasa zav. Once you did meshicha on the zav, nikna kesef b'chol makam shehu. That's an interesting lashon. B'chol makam shehu. Right? That sounds like it actually does make the transaction. La'hinu like chalipin. Yeah, b'shem echle chalipin. Hainu dikatani nikna kesef b'chol makam shehu. It makes it belong to the other party, because that's what chalipin does. It's makne you acquire, and it's makne your thing to the other party. Chalipin completes it. Isn't just mechayev money. Okay. Eliyamid bidamim, hi, nikne kesef b'chol makam shehu, nischayev gavra mi bayale. It should have said nischayev gavra. So, Amar Rav Ashi, that no. Lo'ilam bidamim. Really, it is damim. It's not chalipin. You have no raya. Kesef is not chalipin. Kesef cannot work with Torah's chalipin. Why over here does it say kesef is mechayev the kesef b'chol makam shehu. What does that mean? It means as stated. Okay, meaning according to the terms of the sale. I said, I'm going to give you from an aniki chadasha yavin alach, that you have to give him b'chol makam shehu. Doesn't mean wherever it is, but tayres chalibin. It means however you determined it to be in the terms of the sale. Dehainu, you said you were going to give from a new. I'm on a crisp. All right, you're going to give him a crisp dollar bill, right? And you said that, so you have to give him one. Now, you can't give him an old one. Even if an old one is considered better, still, if those were the terms of the sale, you got to keep to it. My time. Okay, I want it to, right? I want to make it old. In other words, I want a crisp one. I want a new one. Okay, the point is that according to whatever terms of the sale. Now, even though normally we do say, and the Achronim discuss this, that normally we do say that Shabbat Kesef Kekesef. But again, this is different ways in the Achronim they answer it. Versus, let's say, for instance, the Ron brings down an Asaychar Asapailim, that when you're paying your worker, you can give him Shabbat Kesef. Even if you told him, I'm going to give you, you know, I'm going to give you X number of dollars, you don't have to pay him the dollars, you can give him Shabbat Kesef. So again, why over here are we very dafka on it versus over there we're not? So the Achronim weigh in. One of the Mahalchim is that, again, this is, like we mentioned, it's really about the terms of the sale. Right there, you're giving him, it's, I'm giving you, I'm paying you, I'm giving you value, I'm giving you money for work. But over here, the type of money is considered a term of sale, and therefore it will be included. So we started today really getting back into the Machlekes Amoraim, and how to understand the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And we first tried to view, in our first way of understanding, that the Rav Yochanan must be the Man Damar who holds that you can't be Machalel Peiros Meiser Sheni onto gold coins, okay, because of, he says, also lavas dinner by dinner. And we said, no, the way we were differentiated was there's a difference between Meiser Sheni, where you can do it, and loan, which is too much like Mekach HaMemkar. And since in Mekach HaMemkar, we treat gold connected silver, which is the standard, as a peri. So therefore, that's why loans, we also treat it as a peri, and you're going to have a sub-asa issue. But Meiser Sheni, it is Lamaisa a coin, and we actually said, Hachanam and Mistaber and Rav Yechanan. Then we tried to explain, we did ask Akasha, try to prove one way or another, and we answered it, but we did try to explain in the second Lashon that another way to explain the Machlekes is, again, do we, the other side of the Machlekes is, do we say that it's about Kesef, Kesef, Rishain, okay, that you can't exchange money for money or not? And we ended up slugging it up because it was clear that everybody held, even not in Yerushalayim, we answered it from the case of Yerushalayim, that everybody held that you can trade, right? You can exchange coins for coins. Okay, so that can't be the Machlekes. So what was the Machlekes? We ended up saying that the third way of understanding the Machlekes, I'm wondering about what the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were, was about, is there a Gzeirah Shem Yishah Mas Reisef? And we actually said, and Kasha, that it's mashma a little bit like this Lashon from the fact that the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni did say a Lashon of Beshamerim Loyasa Adam Slam Din Rezav, that you shouldn't, Loyasa sounds like you shouldn't do it, but it would work. It is Machal, and therefore it's a Din Rabbanu, which sounds like the final way of understanding the Machlikis. Then we got into Machlikis Amarayim. Does Kesef make Chalipin? Can using coins, right? Can you actually, I understand that coins as money, if I give it over as money and try to make a Kenyan for Paris, that it won't work. What happens if I do Chalipin? Like we said, Chalipin, it works different than money. Money, when the Lekeach acquires the item, he does Mashicha on the item, it's Mechayiv him to pay the money. He doesn't actually give the money to the Meicher. But Chalipin, when one party does a Mashicha on one of the items, it's makna the other one to him. So can we say that with money, by handing over money, money can be used as chalipin and would affect the transaction two ways? We had a machlekes between Rav and Levi, okay, chad amar, okay, so we didn't determine who holds what, but either way, we tried to say that, no, sorry, we said, what's the reason why the anamar who holds that matea is not used for chalipin? It's because daita at tsurasa. We had a machlekes rishonim and how to understand what the issue in tsurasa of tsurasa avida the badla is. Okay, we tried to bring a raya that mabea nasa chalipin because our mishnah says kaina, and we changed our mishnah to the kaina really doesn't mean azav kaina sa kesef. It means it's mechayev the kesef. Okay, and then we tried to bring a raya from a brisa that it should work as chalipin because we said that when trading gold for silver, a kinyan on the gold is mechayev the silver b'chol makam shehem, which sounds like it isn't just mechayev it, but rather it is makne'ed to the other side. And we said b'chol makam shehem means according to the terms of sale. For instance, if you said you're going to give him a new one, arniki chadasha, you got to give him from an arniki chadasha, and you can't switch it, even if an arniki yishana is better. Okay, so again, we have no raya to say that kesef can work al kinyan a chalipin.